Welcome to the very first episode of Shit Tales. We have a Shit Tales theme song that is performed by Matt Akers. This is our very first episode performed by Matt Akers on December 18th, 2009 in my living room. So sit back and enjoy episode one of Shit Tales.
Shit Tales! Shit Tales! Everybody's got a couple of really sick shit tales. Shit Tales! Shit Tales! Everybody's got a couple of sick ones. Shit Tales! Shit Tales! All kinds of shit, from constipation to diarrhea. Shit Tales! Shit Tales! Shitting on the railroad tracks or in your underwear. Shit Tales!
Okay. When I first moved in to my parents' house in Southgate, their piping was really, really old. And every time I took a shit, the toilet clogged. Every time. It never failed. It didn't matter if my turd was the size of like a fucking fun-sized Baby Ruth or the size of like a double-sized El Gordo burrito from fucking Pancheros. The fucking thing would close no matter what. And so, like, I was, like, a clog no matter what. So I was just so sick of having to get the plunger, and sometimes the clog wouldn't be easy. Like, our toilet would be clogged for, like, 12 hours. Like, over one tiny little Baby Ruth fun-size shit. And, you know, my mom would always say, like, well, how much toilet paper are you using? And I'm like, I'm not using barely any. Like, I don't really need it. So, like, I'm not, there's none. It's just basically, well, it would be like, be a couple strips of TP.
You know what courtesy flushes all have in common?
Well, I...
A shitty asshole.
That's the truth. I got sick of plunging the toilet, and so I came up with this idea. I'm like, hey, in the basement, there's like 50 wire hangers. And wire hangers make perfect shit breaker uppers. So, basically, I just...
Keep playing.
I had a shit stick of a wire hanger that
you call it a shtick?
Yeah. Okay. But it was a wire shtick. And basically if I took a shit.
Story,
well, they got a new toilet and I didn't need it anymore. Okay. Anyway, I used to break up my shit. I used to have to.
Could be in our commercial.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not even the point of the story. I wanted to tell you. You said you had a turd so big that your mom had to go find a stick to break it up.
Yeah,
when I was eight, I chewed two. I ate two little containers of Fruit Stripe bubblegum. I fucking ate them. I just eat them like two of them. No,
wait,
my shit.
Swallowed them?
Yeah, swallowed them,
wow.
Dude. My shit. Okay, later that night, at like 3 a.m.
Years was just bullshit.
Yeah, at like 3 a.m. I wake up, and I go, I'm like, oh my god, I gotta poop, and I go in there, and I can't. I'm like squeezing, and there's the turd, and my asshole's dilated, I could feel it. No, I didn't know what was going on, and I sat there for like 45 minutes with this huge turd, nothing came out, like the head would come out, and like my stomach was hurting, and my asshole was hurting and everything. And then finally, I had to break down. I had to lose all pride that, like, an 8-year-old could have. And I knocked on my dad's door and woke him up. And I was like, I mean, I'm serious. I thought that I was shitting out my spine. I thought something happened, and I was shitting out my... That's how rock hard and huge this turd was. Like, I thought I was shitting out my spine. A bone. I'm like, I'm dying. So, I have to go get my dad. I have to go tell him, because I'm going to be dead soon.
I don't know much about anatomy, but I'm pretty sure I'm shitting out my spine.
I thought I was shitting my spine out. And so I knocked on the door and he was sleeping and I was like, Dad, you know, something's going on. You know, I still didn't want to tell him that I had a huge turd and I couldn't. Yeah, and so he got up and he got some of my grandma's Metamucil and gave me some. And I kind of just sat there at like 4 a.m. watching TV for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, like, my stomach turns, and I'm like, I get up, and then, like, liquid shit just starts uncontrollably dripping out of my asshole. It goes right through my pants, down my leg.
Wait, what?
I'm leaving a trail of liquid shit. It's in the carpet, I'm leaving it. Like, it's fucking breadcrumbs.
Wait, where were you going?
I was in the living room, and I was going to the bathroom. Yeah, that gum will clog you up. Anyway, I got the turd out, and it was humongous and rock hard, but I didn't clog the toilet. So that was a victory, I guess.
How did you not clog the toilet?
I don't know. I think the Metamucil loosened it up so much. I was uncontrollably leaking shit water out of my asshole.
That's pretty good Metamucil.
Oh, and by the way, my asshole was sore for 2 weeks after that.